Good morning and welcome to Duality. I'm your host, Ash, and I am here with the lovely Lori Love.
Thank you for having me back.
Of course. Thank you for coming back. It's especially on this episode, you know, like we just hit 100. Mm-hmm. Now we at 101. Mm-hmm. Lori's back. Here we are.
Yeah.
Doing the most when we're trying to do the least.
In true fashion. That's like our MO. I wouldn't say I'm an expert in things because I feel like once you claim you're an expert, life has a way of humbling you. So I wouldn't say I'm an expert in much. Mm-hmm. But one thing that we do know how to do, that I can, me myself, can self-proclaim, I do too much. I do the most. So this episode came up a lot for me, the topic 101, getting back to the basics. Was coming up all week. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was supposed to come on the 100th episode and life was lifing, so I didn't make it. But it was in the back of my head, like, no, I gotta redeem myself. I gotta get back on the show some way. And it was like, what do we talk about? And then this, I love when a topic organically comes up.
Absolutely.
And it's just like, it was a reoccurring theme. So I was like, hello, it's the 101st episode, 101. 101 has been coming up everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So it just felt right. So thank you for giving me the space.
Of course. You know, that's like, it's interesting. Like when it comes to the process of the podcast and stuff, I'm not sure if I ever shared it on here, like how I go about topics and things like that. I know I probably didn't share about the speech bubbles. That's why I chose to share it yesterday.
Yeah, that was cool. I like that.
I was like, you know, everything that is promoted and created on the outside of this podcast, such as flyers and things of that sort, is just like reenactments of live candid moments, you know, because that's just how I feel about it. That's how I feel it should be, is like, you know, Duality is all about having a live conversation that you can be a part of, you know? So it's like, you can have that sensation of being in the room with us. You know, like listening in on someone's conversation, not on like an eavesdroppy way, on like a welcoming way. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, yeah. Like, I don't care if you're here. It's okay. If you want to contribute, please do comment here, you know, and it's, and, you know, the flyers reflect that. So whether it comes to like, you know, especially when I have people I don't know come onto the podcast, like usually the first thing, or people I do know, on the flyer, I'll ask them what their favorite color is.
I really love that part of like, people don't get to see that, but you really put the intention into the flyer, the color scheme, the topic, the bubble. Like, you really put the intention into curating it so it represents both the podcast but the person that you're having talk that day. So I that's dope. I like that.
I appreciate that.
That also speaks to the topic of like getting back to the basics, because for each guest, you're kind of like doing the 101 of that person. You
that's
know, like
true.
When you think of 101, usually that's like the beginning class, right? Like the beginning of learning that topic. Mm-hmm. So you do the 101 with each of your guests as you're coming on. So that's an interesting way to kind of look at that and tie mm-hmm. it to the theme. You know, I love me a theme. Yeah. I love coordination.
I didn't even put those two things together, and it's just so funny because they do go together. You're absolutely right. You mm-hmm. know, it's like, because my whole intention of like when I have guests on, it's not just like, oh, like, you know, here's my guest. And it's like, here is this person that like I think is like really cool. I think you guys should like learn more about them. So like, even if even if you don't know that the flyer is their favorite colors, like the energy is there. Mm-hmm. Like the energy is there that's representing them. I was just having this conversation last night where it's like, I strive to, when I support people and or give critique to anything, I strive to just be of support of that person's vision. So even if I'm giving critique, it's not out of just like, oh, I'm giving critique to give critique. No, it's like, I see you express yourself, and I, from what I understand of your vision, this is what's impeding it from aligning with what your vision seems to be, you know? And like, and just going back and forth between that. And then also, like, we were talking about curating like artistic experiences, and I was saying, like, you know, you can't have everybody like whether feel as deeply as you or see things in the same way as you, but you can create environments where people can have a depthful experience with the information that you're presenting to them, and they can interpret it in whatever way. I just feel like one of my outlets as a creative, as an artist, I strive to have an immersive experience, even if it's a flyer.
Same. Yep.
You know?
I agree.
I know you know. Because mm-hmm. We're the same way.
We're very like-minded individuals, but very mm-hmm. different at the same time.
Absolutely.
Which I think is important in a friendship. So you already know I agree.
Yeah. Because it's like, even when you're making your flyers and you're like, look at this, like, how do you feel about that? And this, that, thing. Like, even yesterday, yo, it was mad funny when it came to this song. I literally had my thumb on calling you, and then I was like, nah, trust me, I got us right now. I'm like, let me see. And I was like, oh, this is it. This is it right here.
The throwback 50 Cent. It was
needed. Perfect. It was perfect. Needed.
It was.
I have not listened to Unit.
And then wait, all morning, everybody had 50 Cent on their stories, like the music. So
oh, yeah.
Like, okay, we're right on trend, I guess.
All right, cool.
Love that for us.
Love that.
Mm-hmm.
But word, like, getting back to the basics, like, it's so funny because it's like, you know, contrary wise to getting back to the basics, I feel like I was struggling doing the most, you know, getting back to the basics, pulling up late, you know, that's true. But but that's not the basics I'm trying to get back to, and I feel like I was late because I was doing too much,
which is the topic at hand.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, as somebody who,
I'll tell you, Mike, a little bit towards you,
as somebody who mm-hmm. consistently does the most.
There you go. Now you can hear you, good girl. We,
and then I had to do the closeness.
I want to hear your voice.
But as somebody who consistently does the most, we have to constantly remind ourselves it's okay to just do the basic. It's okay. We have to, like, even though that's like a basic lesson that we learn, like mm-hmm. the necessities almost, right? Like to do the necessities, to do what's important first, prioritize all that. We learn that coming up. It's something that you have to keep relearning mm-hmm. and you have to keep reminding yourself. Like, it's okay to just do the basic. Like, you didn't have to make the latte. I was mm-hmm. cool with just honey and the tea. And mm-hmm. the herbs itself. Mm-hmm. Even, oh my goodness, me and my kids and my whole family just got from being sick for a whole month, right? And everybody's like, oh, you got to do this. You got to take this medicine. You got to do this. And none of it was working. And I said, nah, I got to just go back to the basics. Get some sour salt. Get some sea moss. Get some ginger and lemon and honey. The basics. And guess what? Mm-hmm. It cured us.
Mm-hmm.
Some saline. Some homemade saline mist, that helped us. So sometimes you just have to go back to, like, the roots and the basics. Mm-hmm. Another thing, wait, because, you know, when I get manic and I have all these things in my mind, another thing that I really wanted to touch on today was having something that kind of just came up this morning, was having a 101 mentality. And that hit me in the shower. Like, because, you know, I didn't really plan what we were going to say. The theme kind of came up, and I was like, hey, kind of suggested it to you. You went for it. So I didn't think much on it after that. But this morning, I was like, you know what? A lot of people, like how I started the show and said I'm no expert, right? A lot of people will claim they know everything in a subject, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And life usually humbles you in those moments. But if you stay with a 101 mentality, there's only room for growth there. So if you stay with, I know nothing, I'm going to learn as if this is the basics, mm-hmm. you know, as if I'm a mm-hmm. beginner. There's only room for growth at that point. You know, there's no room for life to humble you and put you on your ass because I know nothing. I can learn from every situation. And as, like, a homeschooling mom, I really, like, gravitate to that mentality of everything is a lesson with my kids. Mm. Like, that was one of the things that kept coming up. My kids make fun of me all the time because I turn everything into a lesson. So if today is we're making tea, guess what? It's tea 101, and we're learning about tea today. So everything is a 101. When my kids ask me a question, it's okay, so it's chicken nuggets 101 today, I guess. So just having that one-on-one mentality, I think, is really, like, just beneficial. Just more people need it because people think they know everything. Guarantee you, you know a lot, but you don't know everything.
A whole fact. And, you know, so funny that this topic is coming up. You know, last night I was in a meeting with a few men that I meet with once a week, and like we have like a brainstorming group, and you know, we were talking about something similar, in the sense of when people start things but they don't know, like haven't tested things. You know, it's one thing to start and not know. You're never gonna know everything. But like to not test things, to not foolproof things, you know. I feel like people can get ahead of themselves in that way, which I think offering that information of going back to basics is important, you know, because it's like we may not know it all, but we do know something. And the things that we don't know more than we do know, right? And it'll always be that. The more you know, the more you don't know. Simultaneously, how can you stay grounded in such like a sentence, like such a reality? Like, how can you stay grounded in that? And like, for me, is like going back to the basics. What are the things that make me feel like me? What are the things that ground me? What are the things that, like, you know, help me to feel it, that I can operate in my space to build, you know, like to even the playing fields, make it like a, in my brain, it keeps on being like a table, like four, right? Like four legs, even surface with the, and then put on top from there. Like, how do I build a foundation that feels good, you know, when things start to crumble? Mm-hmm. 'Cause even if you have a firm foundation, things are going to crumble, yeah. You know, but it doesn't mean it has to crack your foundation anymore.
Because
and if it does, exactly. And if it does, then that means that it needs to be more stable. You know, maybe you need to be a part of pouring that cement. Maybe you need to put your medicine into the ground. 'Cause sometimes we have a foundation, you know, AKA like our family or people who have raised us, set a foundation for us. And sometimes that needs to crack for us to build our own foundation. Doesn't mean that we're not going to utilize anything that we were taught. Just means that it's going to be a little bit more personalized to our own personal needs, because no one knows what we need more than ourselves. So with that being said, you know, yeah, it's just interesting because like even this morning when I was like, oh, okay, you know, you texted me, you were like, you're tired. I was like, oh, I'm going to make matcha. But then I couldn't find the matcha that I wanted to make you, right? And I was like, I don't want this other matcha because it has a lot of mushrooms, but like it tastes like very mushroomy as opposed to the other mushroom matcha. It did have mushrooms in too, I'm not gonna lie, but it's like
less mushroomy
tasting, more matcha tasting. The ratio is good, you know. And the other one was more like, so I was like, all right, maybe not. And I was like, you know what, back to basics. Like, I make tea. Like, I don't want to use a preset tea. Let me make something. So I was like, oh, I want to make a golden latte, you know. So I start making all the ingredients. You know, you see the jar I came with. And I'm like, oh, okay. Oh, but you need energy. I have to put black tea in it. So I'm like, all right, let me just put the black tea. I'll steep the black tea in the barista oat milk over there. And okay, and now I'm building, right? Set up for what I think is success, you know. Here we're appeasing everything. We're all getting lattes, you know. It's a little much, but it's still simple. And then I came here. Well, I'm not going to skip the part. But then it boiled over. Mm-hmm. Long story short, right? It boiled over and made me have to slow down. Because I was like, doing that. And, yeah, like once I was cleaning it up and everything, I seen what I was left with. Then I like looked over at the tea kettle. And I was like, that's a pretty color. I feel like just black tea with oat milk is going to be nice, you know? And I just took like a little star anise and I threw it in there.
And you taste that right hint. Mm-hmm. I taste it. Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, you know, I brought it here. I was like, oh, I'll bring the turmeric because I was going to make it like a dirty turmeric latte. And, you know, I was like, nah, like, let's keep it to basics. Just black tea and oat milk, mm-hmm. You know, still the most of the basic.
Okay. And I like that. Well put.
Shade of gray. Nuance. Yeah. Because at the end of the day, like, I can't
try to make myself be anything.
Yes. I can't make myself be anything less than me. Like, you know, I got ready today. Am I wearing all brown? Like, yeah, I'm wearing a plain outfit under this. Plain for me, right? I was like, oh, okay, should I wear a plain hat? No, because I love this hat. Okay? So shout out to Rainy B Crochet.
Yeah, mad cute.
Like,
mad cute hat.
Amazing. This is a custom hat. This was custom made for me.
I love the colors.
You have to feel this at some point today. Mm-hmm. It's very soft, okay? It helps me throughout my days. Like, it's like a...
Oh, sensory. So, like, you're just calming.
Exactly. Like, did she know that was going to be? I don't know. Maybe she did. You know, she's a Cancer, super thoughtful, very, very creative, amazing what she does. Really appreciate you. Thank you for keeping my head warm and keeping it stylish. And, you know, and she calls these scrap beanies because she takes the scraps.
Oh, I love it even more now.
And so she makes beanies like that. So, yo, hit her up, you know, go check her out, Rainy B Crochet. On IG, if that's wrong, I'm sorry. I will put it in the description. So, but yeah, no. Her name is Lorraine. That's why it's Rainy B. And like, you know, shout out to her. I really appreciate her. That's where I got like my sisters and.
It's cute.
I like just mid sentence was like, I need the tea. Like my brain just like.
That's why I'm trying to say something in between.
I appreciate like the cover for that because it was like it was the intrusive thought let one in that one, but yeah. So you know, here we are doing the most out of the basics, you know. And I feel like once again, so like when referring back to my outfit, I was just like, okay, because I was gonna wear something else. I'm like, that don't feel like basic to me. This poncho might not be basic to you. This hat. Might not be basic to you, but it's my basics. It's what makes me feel like me. You know, we here.
I was just going to say, everyone's basic is different.
Absolutely.
Everyone's basic is different.
This is like my adult blankie, this poncho. You know, for real. Like, it really is. Like, I had gotten this in the mountains of Colombia when I went out there. That is where my family is from. Like, it is. It's my adult blankie. I've been through so much in this poncho, like, yeah. So it's like this is my basic. Anytime I feel like I need to feel like me, like I'm working on trying to not put so much, not me being blind and talking into the mic. But I'm actively working on not making items have so much significance, you know, because that can lead to having a hard time letting things go and also accumulation of other things especially when you like really give them sentimental value. Simultaneously, I might forever feel like that about this poncho. Like I might not be able to feel like other clothes, whatever, things like that. I'm working on it in all other areas of my life.
You've been doing
this poncho,
amazing. They don't even know. Behind the scenes, you've been doing good on that. So.
I appreciate that. I'm doing real hard work. Like, you know, that's real generational trauma healing right there. Cycle healing, you know, generational, ancestral, like, you know, the way things happen, like, just like on a little pivot, because it's something that's super prevalent in my life and something I was literally listening to an audiobook before getting here. You know, the accumulation of things, like when, you know, people in their life don't have and then they have or they have the ability to have things, you know, sometimes it could get out of hand. And it's like just because, you know, you can like navigate in your own home and it's not a cleanliness thing. And, you know, but when it's just an accumulation of stuff, like we live in a society that is literally geared towards consumerism, like, and making us buy things, like the way things are colored are literally like, if you go into like, I have a few friends in graphic design and they literally, some people had to even step out, like one of my good homeboys had to like step out. It's just like literally it is like psychological manipulation of colors to get you to buy things to make it urgent, to make it a sale, whatever the case is. Anyway, I say all that, I digress. When you have society already like against you in that way to like make you try to like spend all your money to accumulate things. And then you also have that generational thing where it's like, you know, maybe you came from parents that like weren't from this country, you know, and they came here with nothing. And then, you know, they accumulate things and they have a hard time letting go, or like, you know, somebody who, or you have maybe another parent that like had things left to them from people who had passed away in their life, and that's the only thing that remains from them, you know. And it's like, yeah, like growing up with those different kinds of experiences with from my parents, you know, having them, and like, you know, me having my own experience with like losing everything and then like feeling like, okay, I'm not attached to things, and then like getting super attached to things, you know, I've just all of that to say, back to basics, right? And that's really what I'm striving to do in my life in every way, shape, and form. And it's like really a lot more challenging than I, like the more space I'm giving it, the more I'm realizing like, wow, this is like something, apparently like the statistic is like one out of every, like, I don't really like to use the term hoarder because I don't necessarily feel like, not that I'm greater or less than anyone, you know, of course, when it comes to these things, like I like, it's just, the word doesn't feel good to me. You know, we correlate it with the TV show where you can't walk into houses and there's 75 animals, you know, yeah. So I don't like that word. But, you know, if I would say a consumer, yes, I've been extremely consuming of things. It doesn't have to be like, oh, just buying. It's like, well, if somebody gave me this thing, or if I found this feather here, maybe not a feather because that's a little different, but like, you know, I found this rock, right, that I had from Jamaica, or like this time that I was thinking about this thought and it made mm-hmm. me feel a way. Like, that's also different though, because I like I can find that once again, the spiritual significance in that. And yes, I don't want to minimize the significance in rocks or feathers because they're so profound. In fact, going back to the basics, that's the least of my problems. If I had just feathers and rocks, it's the spiritual tools that I've had. It's the clothes that I haven't been able to let go of, you know, and the things like that where like I won't let go because I want to make sure that they get somewhere and they're utilized because I don't want to attribute to the waste. And the more I've been unpacking that and understanding this topic and like bringing it into spaces and bringing my shame into spaces, but like airing it out, like even talking about it here is super vulnerable, you know. Yeah. And it's like, especially because it's something I've been working on for years, and I feel like I've made immense progress. Simultaneously, I feel like I'm getting close to like the nucleus of the source of the issue. And something I was saying yesterday is big.
Yeah. Take a moment, because that's big, what you just said. That's a profound-ass statement. You're getting to, the root of it. Like the even core. Just addressing, like, okay, you don't like the word hoarding. I don't, just the accumulation of things, right? I have the same problem. I have generational accumulation at my house. Mm-hmm. You know, I live in a house that I came up with my family. So I have my stuff that I've been hoarding. I have my kids' stuff that I've been accumulating. Mm-hmm. I have my mother's things, her mother's things, you know? So it's an accumulation of things, but even letting things go, that's like, even though that feels hard, that's the easy part. Knowing how you got to this place, that's profound, sis. That's big. So you're doing the work.
It's interesting because I feel like the opposite. I feel like figuring it out was the easy part for me. Like, no, I've been figuring it out and figuring it out and figuring out and psychoanalyzing it and sitting with it and meditating on it and doing psychological evaluations on it and reading books about it and writing it down and talking about it.
Most of the people in these situations, like on the hoarder show, where mm-hmm. it gets to the point where it is a health issue and it is more than just like just a collection of things, it's because they don't understand the root of the problem.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're deflecting and don't want to because they
don't
want to
address it because they can't get to it. Exactly. So that is that. I feel like that's a hard part.
Yeah. I mean, I do things backwards like all the fucking time. Like, I can't, like, you know, so I'm not surprised that that's the way I went about it. But like, simultaneously, like, it's the aspect of you can think, you can read, you can unpack, you can go to therapy, you can do all of these different things, but if you don't do, you won't have access to all of the information. So for all of my like critical thinkers out there that like think about all of these different things and all the scenarios, and it doesn't have to be just solely on this topic, it'll be on any topic. If you don't do after a certain point, like you literally, you run out of information you can accumulate. You can write a million hypotheses, but if you don't actually do the science experiment, you won't have answers. It's pointless. Mm-hmm. You won't have answers. You won't. You literally won't have references. You greet other people doing projects, and then how many? Eventually, it's going to stop. Mm-hmm. Eventually, you're not going to have any more projects to read about, and then it's your turn to do yours. And I think that simultaneously, there's two things that come up. Like in the beginning, when we were talking about people that know it all, you know, and just do it all the time, you know. I struggle with one aspect of that because I feel like it's irresponsible and harmful to themselves and others. Mm-hmm. I also do want to acknowledge my shadow and saying that I think it's triggering because I have a hard time doing things when I have all of the knowledge that I've accumulated over time. That, I mean, not all of the knowledge on the topic, but all of the knowledge I've accumulated on the topic and still haven't done it. And it's like, well, what's that missing ingredient? Mm. You know? And then it's like, is it delusion? Because I feel like I got some, you know? Mm-hmm. I feel like I got...
Like we all have some.
Yeah, okay, I feel like but. I got some on reserve for sure. Like, it's just... And then it's like, oh, is it confidence? And you have to unpack that. And then is it believing in yourself? Okay, you unpack that. And then it's just like, sometimes it's just literally like getting the fuck out of your head and into your body and doing it.
That part.
And, like, that's where I feel like I'm at. Because it's, like, once again, boom, okay, why am I not doing it? Where am I again? Where'd I go? I'm in my fucking head. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm not doing? Being in my body and doing
and
the
doing
things.
The things.
When you're thinking you about right how one. Much. What happened?
I said you brought the right one for that.
She was, you know how she be. She was this morning. I was like, who's coming with me? Yo, it was like I closed my eyes. I seen yellow smack me so hard. I was like, all right. I'm like, it's been a little bit. You come out. And you know she wants to come out. She wants to be alone when she comes out too. Like, so for those who aren't aware of, I need to put my glasses back on because I keep on like hitting my face on this
and
mic.
And you get real close though when it's like a really important thing. I love that.
I feel like I do that with my glasses.
You
too.
Can hear the sound difference. I'm see, busting
yeah,
this
that's
open.
Crazy. Oh yeah, please do. You know, I haven't had back to basics. I haven't had that in so long.
I've never had this.
I used to get that exact chocolate bar every time I used to go to women's circles. Mm-hmm. Every time. That one in particular. The endangered animals.
Nice too.
Yeah, the flavor too. Not open it.
No. I can't. When Leo does that, he'll rip everything. No, like you can open it nice and preserve it.
Okay.
Please.
Yeah.
Take your time. Okay. So this flavor particularly you always get, but only with women's circles?
I'm pretty much, like I'd say 90% of the time. Mm-hmm. I'd say 95% of the time I've ever
chocolate.
Gotten this, it was I was going to a women's circle okay. or something. It was just, yeah, I don't know. Just was, that was just the thing. I would get it. I would go to Jersey because usually it was in Jersey.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited to try it.
It's really good because it has the cacao in there that makes it that rich, true chocolate.
Mm-hmm. You want a piece?
Yes, please. But then the raspberry gives a little bit of the sweetness and, like, the tartness at the same time.
Got it? So. Let's see. I'm going to give a live review.
I'll be like, I'm going to eat on this pod. And then once you chew, you're like, oh, snap.
I'm
like,
live.
You know what I mean? Oh, snap, I'm eating live.
That's
watch
how I felt
how
when
eating.
I took the grape. I was, like, really close. I was like, let me sit back.
Yeah, I did the same thing. I'm really happy because Kenny really, like, has my back in that way that, like, well, our back, right? Where
yeah,
he's seen me struggling. I was struggling to reach the grape in the first place. He's like, let me just go back to Lori because she's struggling. Like, I'm not even going to do her dirt like that.
Shout out to Kenny. He knows
what
he's doing.
Shout out to Kenny, for sure. But, yeah.
I had, like, sweat on my upper lip, and he peeped, and he went to you. And I was like, oh, thank you, Kenny.
So yeah, don't judge our chewing. You know what I mean? We got some grapes going on. We got
you can't put
pumpkin
snacks
seeds.
Around me because I'm gonna eat it. I'm
good.
A that's what it's
nourish
there
yourself.
For.
Back to mm-hmm. basics.
Back to seeds. Basics.
Grapes.
You know what was another thing chocolate. That kind of really sparked the back to basics?
Yeah. Well, I don't actually. So tell me.
Well, it was a few. Well, it was my kids. Like, we kept saying, I kept saying 101 that week, which I say often, but that week more so, it was like everything was 101. Then everybody in my life, I always say it, so that's not like a big thing. But then, like, random people in my life were saying different 101 phrases, like construction 101, iPhone 101, restoration 101, going to like my business and my work. So it just kept coming up. But for me, it was me reminding myself the basics of care for myself, like, because I get so wrapped up in all the things that I do all the time that I forget, like, I need to take care of myself. Like, I had to go to Lori 101, like, go to the doctor, you know, take the time to go sit by yourself and have a nourishing meal, like, you know, just basic things that you forget. So that was something that would, like, kept coming up, was just get back to the basics of necessities. You know, I'm always doing something. We went out the other night and I came back with two new events I'm curating. Like, it's always, I'm always doing the next project, but it's like, no, let's focus on the basics first, and then you can do the extra, then you can pour into the other projects, you know. So that was
so
really coming up.
So you're not dipping into your reserve, you know, you can have access
because
you need to save some for you.
Yeah, that's important. And yeah. I know this, but I have to keep reminding myself.
Of course. Well, I mean, like, you know, we could just, all the habits die hard. You know what I mean? They really fucking do. Like, yeah.
That tea with the chocolate?
Yo, honestly, it did. It, like, Kenny, you need to have a piece of this chocolate before you finish your tea. Like, absolutely, like, absolutely necessary.
Well.
Yeah, no, it really did. It was
like, he went up with that one.
Wine and cheese effect.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I wish I could have some because it really is that good.
I feel like we should also, like side note, like, review things.
That'd be dope. That'd be a dope little series.
I feel like, yeah. I feel like we would do good at reviewing
we
things.
We would be funny. As
we
long
do
as
it
I
all
could
the
smoke,
time.
Like, a little bit before and I get, like, a little B-roll of that
low
part
key,
of us
too.
Laughing.
Low-key, I might, too.
Oh, my goodness. That'd be great. See, here
we'll
we are
see.
Talking about getting back to the basics, and we adding another thing to the plate.
Doing the most with the least. And what was it? What was the... You got to do...
How can you get back to the basics while doing the most or something like that?
Well,
right?
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, what I said before, that was, like, the nuance. Like, I can't expect to go back to, like my basic. Our basic is that could be our basic, I feel
doing
like.
Doing the most is the basic?
Not doing the medium. Like, let's do medium. I don't know if I could do the least. I don't know if I got it in me.
It's hard. My partner was just telling me, like, slow down. You're doing too much. He got to remind me sometimes because I don't see it. It's like, that's my basic, is doing the most.
Yep.
So it's like, how do we navigate that? How do we? I know boundaries is important. Mm-hmm. I've been learning boundaries hard.
Can you pass me the pumpkin seeds?
Absolutely. I love the way you got that close to me.
I'm gonna need those pumpkin seeds for this.
I have mine over here. Look, I made it so we could share. So, like, how do you navigate that? I'm asking for myself because I have this problem.
Asking for me.
I do too much, and I don't know when too much is really too much,
I feel
if
like,
you understand.
I
right?
feel like I start to realize I'm doing too much when shit starts to hit the fan, but that's already
too late. But that's too late.
Like when the tea was flying out the spout.
That's the moment
I
realized
looked at it, like,
I
my
fucked
eyes
up.
Like, I squinted and I was just like, I could have just made regular tea though. You know,
and
but
I'm
that
so mad,
like,
I didn't listen to my intuition and I swear I was going to say,
nah,
don't even do milk.
Nah, we were meant to.
But it was a lesson.
But at the end of the day,
it was a lesson too.
If I didn't go to Taste Buds and do the most, we wouldn't have this chocolate with this latte combination.
All right. You're right. Things happen as they should.
Absolutely.
Which is another thing to navigate, but go ahead.
If you do the most or the medium, you gotta just time for it. I think that's also the thing. Like, because if I had more time this morning,
preparation.
If I gave myself more time, I might have still spilt the tea,
but I wouldn't have been like, oh, I almost fell.
Dude, yeah, you didn't say all that.
I didn't, because I really didn't, like a little skate. Yeah, okay. Because it just like was like, it was on the counter. I turned it because it was very hot. I didn't want to, you know what I mean? But it was like a fountain. And it's just
a fountain of hot milk, and you slide it. Oh my goodness! I'm glad you didn't get hurt. At least it's oat
milk. Like I feel like it, just saying milk, I'm like, ooh, I don't know. No,
it's oat milk.
Oat milk.
Okay.
Yeah.
Disclaimer.
Yeah, disclaimer. That could be like.
I'm glad you didn't get hurt.
Nah, we.
And
were
I'm
good.
Glad you still made it work because it's tea.
My cats fine. Were just looking at me like you're. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? They were literally like, especially Eden, because it's always cool. Eden. Kaiba was just like, Kaiba just got scared. But Eden was like, are you dead ass? Like, that's crazy.
So I love the way your cats have such similar energy to my kids, because you have two boys. And Eden is very much Prince's energy. And Kaiba, the little one, is very much my little one's energy.
I could see that.
So when you tell me stories of like how they looking at you, it's like, so funny because they're so relatable in the sense that literally their energy mimics my kids' energy. So it's funny. Wow. It's cute to see.
That's so funny.
I pictured you doing that, and literally that's how my kids look at me whenever I'm like in my manic a million bags. They look at me like, what are you doing, Mom?
You know, maybe we should ask the people, like, y'all, if y'all got advice, how do you do less? You know, how do you do less? Like, how do you find the way? If you are more prone to doing a lot, like, how do you do less? You know, that's a question that I want to ask y'all and y'all and y'all.
How do you navigate doing less with so much on your mind or so many things to do?
You know what? Actually, when you word it like that, I would say, as corny as it is, right? Cliche, maybe. Like, taking a breath.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe meditating, whatever that looks like for you. You know, before doing something. But once again, it involves time. I think that time management is so important to people who do the most. Because if you want to do the most, do the most. Like, you want to wear all these crazy outfits.
We all have the same 24 hours. So
it's about maximizing
it. It's about maximizing. Mm-hmm. That's true.
It's like, if you're planning on doing the most, you can't sleep in. Like, that's your sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to sleep in, then you got to do the least.
So doing the most comes with sacrifice and preparation.
Mm-hmm. So what are you willing to sacrifice? Doing the most, like all these little extra this, that, or like, you know, reverse what I just said because I forgot. Pretty much. So.
That's on that.
Mm-hmm. I really like these pumpkin seeds.
They're good.
Plain.
Okay.
They're not doing the most. They're not even salted.
I like these in my salad. These are really good in salad. It adds a nice little crunch.
Crunch, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I like them just by themselves. Because I'm just like, thank you for killing the parasites inside of me and give me nutrition.
That's a plus, too.
Yeah.
We like that.
Yeah.
It's hard getting back to the basics as somebody who has an overactive imagination and want to do things, you know?
If I had
all the time in the world and all the resources, I'd be doing events like every weekend. People come with ideas and things they want to curate with me, and I have to remember, like, I have to prioritize and stay with the basics for what's necessary right now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really hard for me to navigate what projects to choose in those situations. Like, my basic changes, you know, like my basic, that this really speaks to our other episode with recalibration, if you think about it. Because remember that episode, and if you guys are watching, go tune into that episode. I don't remember what number. We'll post it another time.
Yeah, we could put it on there.
But the recalibration episode was really holding yourself to a standard, right? And when you recalibrate, you have to kind of figure out did that standard change? Is that standard still working for me? Mm. So that goes to the basics. Like, my basics change.
The expectations, too.
The, like, expectations.
Are you evaluating that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's something else. That's another, like,
layer right there.
Another layer to this topic is your basic can change.
You know, I feel like what helps me get back to basics is taking away literally everything. Mm. Just giving myself what I literally just the necessities. Need to survive.
Mm-hmm.
Water.
Air.
That's it.
Breath.
Air.
Right.
You know, warmth. And then the extreme version of that is, like, you know, like fasting. I think we talked about fasting and recalibration too. Whereas, like, I think that if you want to understand what you need to take away, like, you know, like when you get like an allergy to something. You start taking things out of your diet to see what...
To figure out what the allergy is.
So what is the allergy to, like... Because I'm necessarily... I was going to say, what's the allergy to doing the most? But I was just like, but I don't necessarily feel like doing the most is, like...
I don't think it's bad.
Bad. It's just a lot of energy.
Yeah.
And why is it, like, the expectation is all that? Like, because it's, like, for me in my own mind, if I just, like, sit for a second, I just think about what I want to do the most... Like, I feel good about it at first. I'm like, yeah, I want to do this, yeah. You know?
You get all these ambitions excitement. And excitement from mm-hmm. it until you're in until the thick of it.
And then, yeah, and then you're like, wow, the fuck?
And shit's hitting the fan because you didn't prepare or account enough time to do the most. I think that's definitely when it doesn't feel good. Yeah. When it's, like, overwhelm, mm-hmm. you know, overload, mm-hmm. too much to do, not enough time. So I feel like in those moments...
You know how there's that?
It's too late. You know, when you feel that, it's already too late. So you have to be proactive.
For sure.
If you're doing too much, you definitely have to be proactive.
Finding your balance in between whatever it is that you do. And, you know, I feel like, fuck, I forgot. Again.
Did you smoke this morning?
I did not. You know, you would have thought.
You put a contact in my car problem.
Damn. All right, it'll
that's
come
okay.
back.
It'll come back. Mm-hmm. It wasn't meant to be said in this moment. That's okay. Yeah. Shout out to these little cute ass rugs, though.
Right. I forgot who made, like, her name, but she sold them at the Metuchen Farmers Market.
Cute.
And I think I talked about it on one of the podcasts, but look, they're exactly the same rug, but look at them looking different.
Mm-hmm. Because it's inverted colors.
That's what I thought, but it's not. It's just a little bit thicker thread.
Mm.
Therefore, it's like, I was like, wow. I'm sitting there. I take it deeper.
You
I literally
have the whole meaning behind life whole thing. Behind it.
She's
you
like, and
it.
I asked her what her sign was. She was a Sag. I don't even know if she cared, to be honest. Like, and I was like, oh my God, I'm like ready to cry. I'm holding these two rugs. I'm looking at them. I'm like, this is like people, you know? You have the same patterns, the same situations, but this just different like thread.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what makes you different. Mm. And show up different to the world.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like,
you gonna buy it or not?
Well, no. I was like, here. What's your memo?
Oh, my goodness. That's one of my favorite qualities about you is that everything really is that fucking deep. Everything is that deep.
You really try to make me cry because that's something that I struggle with.
No, I know. And which is why I said not to make you cry, but mm-hmm. like I like to give you your props when it's due.
I appreciate
due.
That.
Because that's not a lot of people see value in small things like that. And, you know, after being sick, after surviving what we all survived with COVID, with everything going on in the world, that's beautiful to see the joy and to see the beauty in little things as a coaster. You know, mm-hmm. like some people just, whatever. Like they mm-hmm. just go about their life miserable and they don't see beauty in little things like that. So to see the beauty in the basics mm-hmm. is important.
Unless you become a hoarder, then it's not great.
I That's not.
But right. like,
it's a balance. Like you say with everything, what the show's yeah. about, it's a balance.
Yeah, because it's
got to
yeah.
find the balance. You Absolutely. Can be, you can have the sentimental things. You can hold on mm-hmm. to things that are important to you, but you have to be able to sacrifice. There's that word. If you want to be basic, right? Or if you want to do too much, you got to mm-hmm. be able to sacrifice some things. Mm-hmm. So keep what's important. Keep the poncho. It's important to you. But maybe you don't need the 30 sweatshirts.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like some things you can let go of.
And I let go of a lot of things this week. I feel really good about
it. Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. Yes, you did. Mm-hmm. That's good.
I feel really good about that. I was just like, oh, no, think about it. Yeah, just take it. Take it. Take it. Take it. Take it. Take it.
Did and you Marie Kondo your things?
I'll be trying to. I'll be getting thank you. Overwhelmed.
And you give oh, it
I'll
away.
Be saying thank you. I mean, I don't
I know. You say you
I don't
everything.
Marie Kondo it, but I definitely be like.
No, but that's what that means. Isn't that what that yeah. phrase means? Like you just, you're well, thankful for the things and you let it go.
System. And I really appreciate that system. Yeah, that I think that is like.
A bit much for me.
I feel like every time I've read that book, I'm like, I just get overwhelmed when I'm like trying to do it. So I definitely like Indigenous Girled it. You know, I smudged it off. I said thank you.
I love that. Like, Indigenous I
removed,
Girled it.
I removed that the removed anything, you know, that was on it and let it go to its next happy home. So but yeah, like I feel good about that, you know, in that process of you know, it's interesting cuz it's like I don't know if I was just born like caring so much about like all of the little things or if it's just I was born caring. And then, like, I had to experience the not so nice things in life, and had to find reasons to want to like stay. You know. So it's like I know like people look at things and they're like, oh, you know, like it's so like sweet and it's kind and genuine. It's, it is, but like a lot of like really pure and beautiful things come from like a really dark place. And I like to just give the full story about that because it's like. I'm just, like, not innately optimistic as a critical thinker, mm-hmm. you know? Like, people are like, oh, you're so optimistic, and, like, think about the bright side of things.
So much with me.
And I'm like, I literally have to or else I will be, like, the darkest cloud. Mm-hmm. Like, I have to find the good in things to
counteract.
Mm-hmm. To bring balance, because yeah. it's like, why contribute to what's already taking up space? Like, there's already so many dark clouds and so many, like, people, we were just having this conversation last night, too. It's like, when you talk about things that are, like, more, I guess, like, the sweets in life and things of that, like, yeah, you might cause, excuse me.
That's because it's true, and it needs to come up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I have, like, the concept of, avocado again.
Third time's a charm, sis. Okay. You said you were talking about it last night.
I was talking about it last night.
So it's fresh.
So so yes. Talking about it last night. No, I really had it. And then I poked at it and it was like, oop. Okay.
So my shot self, I'm burnt out. I don't know how I didn't lose my words about 10 times because I don't remember what we was talking about. I mean, I know what I we was talking about, but
you see that?
I don't remember the point you were trying to make, so apologies.
That's okay. No, it's all good. He'll come back if he needs to.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta trust. Let it let go and then oh, I remember. So it's like, so before I forget again, how so many people like when you speak about things that are like, say, more positive, like, yes, you know, you'll have a reaction and a response. But usually, what gets a quicker response is if you're talking about something that's either like sad or controversial in general,
mm-hmm.
you know. You might not get the same kind of, you might get more response, you might get less response, but you're going to get more attention mm-hmm. from that. I think that people either consciously or subconsciously kind of manipulate that knowing or are just leading into it. Just negativity attracts negativity, you know, positivity attracts positivity. But I feel like there's a lot of things in the world that are happening that can really like, are just like black hole pits of negativity. And, yeah, I feel like finding a way to counter that, like sometimes being the positivity in the room is actually the discourse. Mm. Like being the person who's thinking more optimistically rather than pessimistically, you're actually the one who is causing disharmony in the room. Mm. But disharmony is needed sometimes in order to get back into like true resonance and balance, right? Like in a song and in vibration, whatever it is, sometimes you need that change. You need that, you know, that feeling to be like, oof. Like, you know, sometimes people take that and they just personalize and they're like, I don't like that person. Mm-hmm. It's like, do you not like that person or do you just feel triggered by what that person said because it's in a different space than where you're at?
For me too. Just that same lesson of people like not resonating with something somebody said or did, and then they just dispose of them. Mm-hmm. And it's like, would you want that done to you? You're mm-hmm. human. You're going to make an error. You're going to do something that doesn't really sit right with somebody. Does mm-hmm. that mean you should be discarded or, like, cut out? Sometimes, you know.
When it's multiple things, when it's
instance that keeps coming up, yeah. You have your boundaries and you cut that person off. But I don't know. I feel like there should be more compassion in those spaces. Like,
for sure.
If something is triggering you off of what somebody said or does, maybe you should ask yourself why.
Why is it triggering you
as opposed to just cutting that person off? Mm-hmm. You know, like have compassion for them because they're human, same as you, mm-hmm. and have compassion for yourself. What's up? Something's going on that's making you feel that way. Sit with mm-hmm. that. Mm-hmm.
And some people don't have the capacity to, and that's why they just like, fuck this, I'm out.
Fuck it, I'm out. Cut it off.
Don't talk about that.
Which is also a gift in itself, though, because the opposite spectrum of that is having too much compassion and being too forgiving, where the same people are making the same mistakes, which I'm guilty of, which I'm sure a lot of us are guilty of. But it's like,
I resonate with that. Mm. Being too allowant. It's like seeing, rationalizing too much. You know, my elder used to say it to me all the time. It's like, Mia, are you rationalizing? Or you're just rationalizing just so, like, you can keep certain people around. Mm-hmm. Or certain ideas of people around that aren't even good for you. You know, you're rationalizing their trauma. They didn't even care to rationalize, like,
how that make you feel.
And you're over here getting hurt and rationalizing the pain that they put you through. That you're understanding the pain that they went through to cause it to you and having compassion for that before they even understand why they did it in the first place. Mm. And that's a fucking lie. I struggle with that still to this day. I think I'm much better at it than I have been in the past. I'm a lot less allowant of certain energies in my space. Like, I feel like even if the excuse is that you're younger or you're less experienced or you're, you know, unaware or you've experienced this trauma, I'm like, oh, if I feel that feeling, I might not write you off because my sensitivity towards abandonment is very strong when it comes to people. It takes a lot for me to cut anyone off. Even people I've cut off, like I have, I am that person that, like, if somebody who I've cut off still is in danger, like, I'd still show up in that way, mm-hmm. you know? And it could be difficult, but simultaneously what I've been doing a lot now is, like, if I peep it, I'm like, I can't keep you close and I can't talk to you about certain things. And it's just knowing where to place people. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's what 2023 did. Was knowing where to place people. Mm. That happened to me for relationships. That happened to me in positive and in not so positive ways. Like, oh, okay, boom. Like, promoted, boom. Downgraded, unfortunately. You know, but is what it is. And, like, all these different aspects. And my friendships, too. Like, just knowing where to place people. Sometimes it's really not even that bad of a thing. Like, sometimes you need to know where to place somebody because they're having a situation in their life. It doesn't have to be a negative one. Mm-hmm. Maybe they have things taking up their space. Yeah. They start projects. They start doing different things. Like, and you can't be around or have certain conversation with people. It's our jobs to not take it personal. And it's, like, you know, and then also realizing when somebody is like, you know, resonating to take up more space in your life, you know, and then also I feel like I just dedicated a lot of space to myself this year, of last year, you know, and this year, you know, but last year too. And that's where I was able to see where to place people. You're not going to know where to see. You're not going to know where to place people if you're not in your own place. Mm. You need to be in your own place. You need to keep yourself in your own place. Or else how can you know where to place anybody else? I feel like that was my biggest issue. I didn't know where I belonged on my priority list. Mm. So I had everybody in all misassigned fucking placements. People that were the frenemies, the closest people to me in my number one priority. I had people that were literally the ops way too close to me when I knew that they were ops. Not that they tried to be, not that they wanted to be. Well, maybe. But like, but they were, they were going against the things I believed in. Mm-hmm. And that's what ops mean. That's what opposition is, you know? And sometimes it's okay to have an understanding of one another, but to have somebody that's constantly, having people that are constantly hating on you, have full access to you is
a problem.
That's a problem. That's, you don't know where your place is.
No. And stripping down, just to bring a full circle to the topic, probably in that situation for you, I'm assuming, and you correct me if I'm wrong, but in order to kind of place people where they were, you had to strip down and get back to yourself and get back to the basics of Ashley to be able to know, this person doesn't resonate with me. Mm-hmm. Their basics are way off of my basics. Mm-hmm. I'm so sorry. I'm going to have to be rude for just 1 second.
Yeah.
I have people on a job site.
Are we okay?
Keep talking.
Yeah.
Don't
No,
even.
I got you.
Thank you.
No, I'm going to just have to wait 1 second while I finish chewing.
Listen, getting back to the basics is this.
Absolutely.
It's taking the time when you need it. Mm-hmm. Chewing when you need it.
Absolutely.
Making
and
that time
and
for
being
yourself.
Unapologetic. Like, I used to be so embarrassed to just be a person. I used to literally create scenarios where if somebody was planning on taking me out on a date, that I wouldn't sit across from them because I would be so mindful of, like, eating. I'm like, all of a sudden, I'm eating weird. Like, I'm chewing. I'm hyper aware of how loud I'm chewing. Is it even that loud, or am I just in my head? All of these different scenarios and situations. Like, now I'll be on the podcast just, like, eating live for whoever in the world to see. I don't really care. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, like, I'm going to nourish me. You're not going to nourish me. You're not going to pop over here and feed me. I'm going to feed me. And I'm going to do it now. Because you know what? I didn't have breakfast. And now I do. Because I created the space for it. Mm-hmm. Because we created the space for it. And no one and nothing is going to stop me from my nourishment. I'm fucking over it. Like, that's my basics. Mm. My basics are my basic necessities.
Yeah.
No one's going to stop me from my nourishment, my rest, my peace, my blessings.
I feel like things really start to fall into place or place themselves, situations and people, when you just strip down and get back to your basics.
Mm-hmm.
Because whatever doesn't align, won't align. And it's obvious.
It'll go with whatever it is that you toss.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. What happened to that? Why are you not doing that no more? Why are you not around here
just
doing that?
Just doesn't suit me anymore, and that's okay.
I never have people that are, like, really on the same vibration or, like, in the same resonance with me ask me why I did something, like, in that way. Like, mm-hmm. You know when someone asks you why and you have that feeling?
Mm-hmm.
Like, people who, like, yo, like, I, like, the only time I feel like I get is if I'm being out of fucking resonance. Mm-hmm. Like, if I say something to you personally, right? Like, let's talk about right here. And I'm like, yo, I did that. And you're like, usually your response is like, Like, literally. Like, usually that's your response because you know exactly why I did it. And, like, you'll either acknowledge it or you'll just simply just acknowledge it like that with a sound.
Yeah.
Because it's resonating. Like, you're like, oh, I don't even have to explain myself because you know exactly why I did what I did. Mm-hmm. Now, if I do something that's a little bit out of pocket, you will be like, why you do that?
That was us when we both smelled the hand sanitizer in the car. Okay, wait, a little bit of context. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I picked up Ash this morning to come to the podcast, and the moment she opened the door and got in the car, We didn't know at the time, but a big gallon of sanitizer opened up and spilled over. So we both got this strong whiff of alcohol, and we both looked at each other like, sis, what were you doing last night? We immediately knew something was off. Like, we both gave each other the look, we were both without saying it. Like, why you smell like I know? Why you smell like alcohol? And that just, like, speaks to what you were saying. Mm-hmm. Like, when something's off with somebody you resonate with or a situation you see it, it's very obvious that this doesn't belong. That goes back to the basics of classification we all learned in kindergarten. Something, one thing doesn't match the other.
Mm-hmm.
Simply mm-hmm. put. My workers want pineapple pizza today.
Pineapple pizza? They're very specific.
No.
I want pineapple pizza today.
They told me I was a great boss yesterday. It felt nice. It felt so good.
You are.
I got them Chinese food, and they were like, you're the best. I was like, yo, enjoy that, man. Y'all are helping me. Mm-hmm. Please. I don't mind feeding y'all. That's like a love language. Like, you're taking care of me, I'm going to take care of you.
For sure.
That's it.
Nourishment.
That's nourishment. It's important.
The people, the places, the things. When you are going back to your basics and you're acknowledging them, and or if you have somebody acknowledge your basics, your needs, you know, you could appreciate them in just like the like, oh, you want me to be nourished. Like, you want me to be like, gifts are nice and all of these things are thoughtful. But to give somebody something to help them sustain life in the act of like food or water.
Bro,
like
water. I gave them a pack of water, and you would think none of their bosses ever gave them a pack of water. The basics. Talking about the basics. Literally,
but some people don't.
The basics.
Some people don't, especially when it comes to work environment. And it's like,
that's absurd to me. Never on my job site. If you ever work with me, I'm gonna take care of you, because that's
Lori,
just a necessity.
If you're around,
like,
in any space, you're
right,
taking care of
somebody,
whatever, and
whoever
is in your orbit. Like,
it's the mom
so
in me.
It's like, I'm sure you were like that before you were mom,
I was,
too.
I was. And I'm not even going to lie.
It's just who you are as a person. I'm sure you're just more prepared because you're a mom. And it's like, yeah. You know, when people can remind you to go back to your basics and you don't feel attacked and you feel appreciative, like, I feel like that is something that can get overlooked as like that is like top tier for me. Like, that is top tier, because it's like, you can, and I'm guilty of not appreciating it as I had it too. Cause it's like even for like when people cook for you, you know, like when to just be cooked for is like, it might be temporary, but it's not at the same time, because it's like, it's in you and it's nourishing you. So it's like, I want to leave off on this note of when you're going back to your basics, I don't want to encourage you to be in your head. I want to encourage you to be in your body, but I do want you to also take a moment to be mindful of what is rotating with you and helping you grow in that time period, and what is hindering you and not resonating. It's good to just take note of that, mm-hmm. you know, doesn't mean you have to necessarily do anything right away, but just take note of how you choosing you changes your orbit and what it brings up in yourself as well. Because, you know, love, self-love, whatever kind of love brings up everything unlike itself. Shout out to David. He always said that. And buckle the fuck up, because that's the ride that everybody avoids. But it's the most rewarding one. You literally can't avoid it. It'll just keep showing up in other ways. So you might as well just look at its scary face and be like, oh, boo.
Mm-hmm.
Scared. I am. But I will still move forward. You know? Mad funny. Like, I didn't realize. Like, people used to always say that I speak like Yoda, because I say things. Scared I am, right? Like, I'm like, you know, just recently unpacking the fact that I'm dyslexic and how that like shows up for me is like, I'm like, oh, okay, that's what gives the Yoda effect, you know, like, once
Yoda
again
was wise, and so are you, boo, so that's a compliment.
Right, thank you, I appreciate that. It was like funny though, because like
you know, all of these different things like OCD, hoarding, ADHD, dyslexia. People are like, oh, everyone's just trying to get a fucking label. Everyone wants a label. You just want a label to be included in your label. And it's like, listen. Personally, me, I don't fuck with labels. I'm like anti-cult. I'm anti-label. But at the same token, I was so label-less that no one knew what the fuck I was doing. Mm. Like, I don't aspire to find my worth in a label. I don't aspire to find my understanding solely from a label.
That's the key word there, solely. Because I feel like a slight rebuttal, but I'm in agreement, so not really a rebuttal. That word solely is important because some situations, it is good to have a label. Yes. It helps you understand a little bit. It helps you identify. Mm-hmm. It helps, I don't know if it's a psychological thing, but it helps you, oh, that's why I do things that way. It helps mm-hmm. you understand a yes. little bit better if it's a label pertaining to yourself. Even if it's a label on, oh, this is hot, maybe I shouldn't drink it. Mm-hmm. You know, so labels are good, mm-hmm. but don't rely solely
don't base
on
your
that,
life on it.
You know, like take that with a grain of salt. You're aware it's hot. Okay. Maybe I won't touch it, but it's not going to stop me from drinking it.
I think that that's the whole thing when it comes to psychology and different like, what is it called? Diagnoses. People are so afraid because we were raised like boomers, Gen X, you know, and millennials, right? Like we were all raised with oh, like you can't like, oh, everybody that labels you is going to fill you up with medication and this and the third. And like, yo, that's valid. Like that was definitely a thing. Like I had that experience as a child. I had my parents fight for me and to not have that experience simultaneously, like, science has advanced, and now we're studying not only men and the way that things affect men and boys, but we're also understanding women and girls. Having a late diagnosis for ADHD and along with a few other treatment diagnoses that I've received, like, it definitely made me realize, like, okay, like, this is just a way to understand the symptoms, not the root cause.
Yes.
These are my symptoms. When I eat better, maybe I'll have less symptoms like this. But for right now, my brain is operating at this space. Can things be cured? Yes, I do believe that access to food and things, that's a whole other conversation. Can't even touch the surface on that. We're mm-hmm. wrapping this up anyway. Simultaneously, I believe that, like, getting back to basics, right? How can you get back to the basic, like, your basic needs if you're skipping your symptoms?
Mm. Like, you're not aware. You're not aware of yourself at that point.
I'm a firm believer.
You don't even know what your basic is.
You can't even get to it.
Yeah.
Because it's like, if you wake up and you have a headache every single day, and I'm a firm believer of taking herbs and doing it the holistic way. But if you have a serious headache, you have access to an Aleve, I don't expect you to not take that so you could even see what the problem is. You can't even focus on the problem because your head hurts so bad. Are you chronically dehydrated? Probably. Most people are. So I'm always going to say to drink water with it, you know.
But with a pinch of salt.
Yep. With a pinch of salt, get your minerals back. Mm-hmm. And, you know, at the same token, it's just like, there is space to do both. Do I feel like people lead more? Oh, okay, like, this is who I am. That's it, period. Like, yeah, like, enough people more people need to be like, this is where I'm at now, and this is where I'm going to figure it out. Yes, root cause is a serious thing that people need to be more aware of. Simultaneously, there is space for both, and I feel like people really look at people that are like, if you're more holistic and someone like you takes some kind of medicine, like, now you're made to feel like less than. And like, I truly do believe, like, there's certain things you need to work with the medicine. It's the best you can do at the moment.
Yeah,
you shouldn't feel ashamed.
You got to be graceful with yourself.
You shouldn't feel ashamed for that. Now, if you take an Advil every single day, I'm going to say something.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, you're not addressing the root. If it's an everyday thing and you just keep masking it with the medicine, it's mm-hmm. like, okay, you're just going to keep getting a headache, and keep taking medicine, and nothing's really accomplished.
And then on the other spectrum, if you don't do anything, you're literally suffering so much you might not be able to ever find out.
Mm. Mm.
You're so blinded. And I have a lot of fucking experience of that.
Mm-hmm,
I have a lot of experience of just being in my own way of being like, all right, I can't just like do that that way. No, no, no. It's okay to have the middle ground.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's what going back to basics is for me. So that's where I'm at.
I agree. I concur. I really don't have anything to add. I feel like we touched on so many layers mm-hmm. of what this podcast could mean. It was one topic, but it was so many different layers of our perspective on it. So
it really was. It truly, truly was. I'd like you, if you don't mind, going back to basics. You could read. Today is the 17th, right?
I believe so. Yeah.
You could read the 17th.
Oh, my goodness. I just broke it. I know it was already in shambles.
Oh, yeah. But nah. It just came off. You good.
Okay.
That I bought that book ripped in half. Wait, what?
I'm weak at what the first sentence says.
Oh, the book's doing the thing?
It always does the thing.
It does the thing.
Kenny, you wasn't going to tell me I have something on my face? Yeah, come on. All right. January 17th, on the 17th page. Don't believe that you work best under pressure. Nobody does. Do you like working at your job when the heat is on? You know the scenario. Your future is on the line. The boss is screaming at you to finish the project by deadline. Hours of work loom ahead. Your stomach growls because it hasn't been fed since the coffee and donut you gulped for breakfast. Your heart is pounding and you feel flushed. You may claim you do your best under such intense conditions. Perhaps you're right. What you accomplish when you meet deadlines may be outstanding and even result in a promotion or a big raise. But over time, working in extremely challenging physical and emotional conditions can wreak havoc on your health. This applies so much to me. Oh, my goodness. And you made me read it. You may experience headaches, peptic ulcers, high blood pressure, and rapid heartbeat. You may have difficulty relaxing or sleeping at night. You may have no time for exercise and even less time for eating well. So you consume high-fat, high-sodium fast foods that leave you feeling sluggish. You may be so exhausted at the end of long work days that you have no time to socialize or connect with loved ones. It's okay to work under pressure of an occasional deadline, but working under constant deadline pressure does not bring out the best in you. In fact, over time, it can result in the worst. I need to remember what the first four letters in the word deadline spell. Today, I'll make sure I don't work myself to death as I'm rushing off to work. This resonates so much with me because I've always said I work best under pressure. I usually leave my projects for last minute, not even intentionally. It's like become a subconscious kind of thing, but it's always like
a marathon.
I have time. I'll have time to do it. And mm-hmm. then, okay, time is now. Mm-hmm. Has to be done tomorrow. And I'm like, and then I produce something great. It's but I would have produced. I would have produced the same greatness if I did it in advance. Mm-hmm. I would have been less stressed about it.
Yep.
Yep. So I don't know why I do that to myself.
Psychologically, a lot of times we do that because we know we can.
Because I know I'm gonna get it done.
You know you're gonna do it. You know you're gonna do it good, regardless. Mm-hmm. So you're like, I don't want to do it right now. I'm doing already too much right now. I want to do it right now. Do it later, because I can. I get it. I've been doing this since I'm a kid.
Mm-hmm. That was a really good reminder.
Word. I, you know, there's a bowl full of things that I don't even necessarily feel like any of them need to come out.
No, they were here.
They were here. They're
Their
present.
Energy was felt.
They're present.
Well, between us anyway.
I do feel one thing. I do. I do. Oh, it's one. It's just one. Although, it's a newer basic. This is the older basic, but I'm not feeling that.
I'm intrigued. What is this? Your cards? Yeah.
Two cards for the collective. All right. This is a lot of things in here.
When did you do these big ones?
Those ones actually... A while ago, when I was talking to Danny about doing the cards, he had given me, before he moved to Florida, he gifted me like a drawing book.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just like, yo, just draw into them. And then like I pulled them out the book and I was like, these are actually cards too.
You know? It's nice stock paper, so yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, so
If you're into cards, you're more than welcome to stay. If you're not, see you later. Thank you for tuning in with us. No hard feelings. I would like to set the space here and now for just a quick little reading for anybody that is tuned in with us. May it transcend time and space. What is it that we need to hear in this chapter that we're at? What is it that we need to, let's do a check ourselves and a bless ourselves.
I like that.
What is it that we need to bless ourselves more with here and now? Creator, I ask you to use me as a vessel in between to pass messages on in the best way for the collective, anyone who's listening in a good way like that, for any messages that could benefit not only ourselves, but for all the people around us in the best way possible. I say thank you. I say aho.
Nice shuffle.
Bless. Check. Check, check. Again? All right. So this was the last time I pulled. It was also this one. So someone's not getting the message. Maybe it's me. I don't know. Who knows? Probably. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's you too. But either way, we'll find out. So it's funny. We need to check ourselves by... This card is it's a Janae Aiko song. It's a rendition of that. It's the earth on fire, right? And it is, somebody sleeping in a sleeping bag, and it says, "I'm tired, but I'm fired up." And the song is, "Tired." What is it? Yeah, when she goes, "Baby, I was born tired." Getting more tired. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so checking yourself on what you're overindulging in, even though that you're overwhelmed. That could literally be sleep. For those who are overindulging in sleep at this time, like really finding ways to pull yourself out. I know being awake is a lot. Sometimes being asleep is a lot too. But, you know, finding the balance between that, I feel like whoever is like struggling with that, you know, struggling with being awake, whatever that means and resonates for whoever it is, finding different ways to the only way, let me not say the only way for you, but the only way to get through things is to go through them, right? And to get them out. So that is the blessing that you're giving yourself here. So to get it out is the blessing. That is what's coming up right now. In order to move past this like dense feeling, it needs to come out. That could look like throwing up, pooping, farting, burping, you know, cleansing, detoxing, laughing, crying. Purges could look like a bunch of different things. Sometimes it's rashes on the skin. Sometimes it's showing up as different ailments. You know, before it gets to that point, you know, I think it's important to just like focus on what you need to get out. You know, decluttering, getting rid of things. You know, whatever it is that you need to get out of your head, get into your body, get out of your body, get into your head, whatever it is that you need, take from there. So thank y'all for tuning in with us. Hope that you find a safe journey back to yourself in anything that resonates from this. Back to Basics 101. And shout out to you, Lori. Make sure that y'all follow a little bit of Lori Love and all the great things that she does. It's always really just amazing to have you on here, just to know you, to be around you, to talk to you. You know, thank you. Love you very much. You. Yeah, appreciate you too.
It. You already know I love you. We don't got enough time for that conversation. Thank you for having me, though.
Of course, a duality vet we got here. So thank y'all. Hope you have a great day, and won't see you next week, but probably the following. So take care.
Bye.
Bye.